You guys have brought the pass game back in style at Utah. Do you feel that way?
Not yet, man. It's only been four games. Still got a long season to go. We just got to make sure we keep it up.
Do you feel like you've been able to be a mentor to a lot of these young guys with all the experience you've had over your college career? Receiver-wise, I should say.
Not really, because we all kind of got there at the same time. Me, Raylan, Kenrick, and I think Usher and Coop, we all came in at the same time, so we were all kind of new to it. I just came from a junior college, but junior college is nothing like D1, so we all kind of been learning together.
Talk about your individual matchup with Adoree Jackson. How excited were you to prove it against one of the nation's best corners?
That was fun, man. He's everything that I thought he was going to be, just super athletic, great corner. And I knew some of the, I don't want to say his weak spots, but I knew in some certain spots of the game that I could beat him at, and I did, and that was it pretty much.
Specifically that last play, how exciting was that to have a game winner add that to your resume?
Honestly, I didn't realize. I thought there was still like a minute or 2 o'clock. I'm not even lying to you. Like, as big time players make big time plays in big time games. So, I don't know, I just made another play.
Do you like the fourth down attitude? Coach was pretty aggressive.
Yeah. In the situation, yes. On the 4th and 1, I felt like we were running the ball well all night. And I agree 100% with him on his choices before that.
This week you got a team that puts up a lot of points.
Yeah.
Is that something you look forward to, knowing you guys are going to have to match that?
Not really, because we can't play their game. I think that's where people start to struggle when they try to get out of their comfort zone by trying to do what another team does. We just got to stay and keep doing what we've been doing all year, and we should be good.
What do you know about their defensive secondary?
Honestly, I haven't even looked at them yet. I'm still kind of – the Friday was an emotional game, and I'll be looking at them tonight, though, for sure.
Is it important to get that emotion set aside as quickly get set to play another big league game?
Yeah, definitely. In the Pac-12, it's always a big week. You could lose any week, so you can't really dwell on one game too long. So we had kind of a longer weekend since we played on Friday, so I'll be looking at some Kyle film tonight.
What's your take on rankings? Do they help or hurt a team early in the season?
No, not at all. Only thing that matters is what your record is at the end of the season. As of right now, people still don't even know their identity. I don't think we fully know our identity yet, so we still have a long way.
4 games in now, give us your thoughts on your quarterback, how Williams is developing.
It's great, man. I'm pretty sure if you compare the stats from last year to this year, they'll be completely different and probably better. So he's been doing everything that we thought he was going to do. There's no surprise.
So the throw game that Witt wanted at the beginning of the season is working out the way he wants it.
It's working out so far. We can't. I'm not going to look forward and say what we're going to do in the future, but as of right now, yes, it's working.
How would you describe the morale of the team right now?
We just have a lot of confidence right now. We know what we're capable of, and we know what we have to do to win. So every week, everybody's focused, and everybody knows that the only thing that could beat us is us, and we just got to go out there and play our game.